Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for starting me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. We got that's an almost 14-year-old website. We update it every day. Lots of new things all the time. So help you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog there. The knowledge base is there. We ask a different poll question every week. We want to know what you think. So when you click your answer, right off the homepage there, you'll see how the poll is going so far. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Russell Rothstein. Russell, I'm looking forward to being with you next Monday. You and I are going to be in New Orleans at the Executive Conference Small Business Conference there in New Orleans. We're going to do a panel on the age of the customer. I'm looking forward to you and two of our other Brain Trust members, Rob Levin and Kirk Chaffetz, are going to be on the panel with us. So I'm looking forward to working with you there. Russell, by the way, folks, is the president and founder of SalesSpider.com, and so I encourage you to go there and check it out and join his network. Join his small business network. He calls it a social network, but I'm calling it a business network, which really is a lot more impressive to me. And it's free, and go see what you think about it, and let me know what you think. Russell, let's talk about local. One of the things that I think intimidates a lot of small businesses, they think about this global, galactic, virtual marketplace out there, and it's hard for them to see what that has to do with their Main Street local company. And the truth is, if there's one thing that's gotten exciting about the internet, is how robust the local opportunities are. The local search has become. What do you think?
Well, I think it comes down to exactly that, well, the way businesses are set up. There are some global businesses, and there's some people who do business globally or, you know, past their state, and there's a lot of local business. You know, everyone who joins SalesSpider, for example, is, when they join, automatically they're connected to people locally. Connected to people locally, they see deals locally, they see opportunities which are local, because a lot of us look for businesses or opportunities which are in our surrounding city or state area.
Right.
And it's critical, because that is a big part of most people's business.
Well, Go ahead.
Yeah, so retail businesses, restaurant businesses, real estate businesses are often local. A lot of people will tell you, you know, it's a great idea to buy real estate in different spots, but the truth is, you know more about your local area than you would about, you know, across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So local is a critical area, and local is a big part of the web, and you will find now that once you put your profile up, once you get your website up, and once you start networking, that you will drive local content. I mean, that's one of the big things.
Make sure, if you're a traditional Main Street business, make sure that when you put your profile up, or if you've already got it up, go back and make sure that where you are, your phone number, your you know, all the information that would tie you locally, make sure that that's highly visible, that's easy for the search engines and for visitors to find, because that's a big deal, isn't it, Russell?
Yes, it's a there's two or three critical things on your website. One is, make sure your location is there. Make sure your phone number is there, especially if you're a local business. They won't be able to phone you. They will not be able to find you if you don't tell them. And the second thing is, if you're not a retail type business and you're looking for people to call contact you, make sure you have a little form. Make sure you have something that people can fill in to contact us.
Right.
I cannot express to you how important it is to have a form or contact us.
You got to have that
area.
That needs to be large enough so that people can find it easily on their handhelds, on the phones, on their smartphones. Make sure your phone number is a little bit larger so people can click on it on their smartphones easier.
Yes. Absolutely. Don't worry about trying to make a lot of content on your site. Worry about making things above the fold, which means above the screen, so people don't have to scroll down to find it. And make sure it's large enough so people to click on it and contact you. Because often when they're at your website, they're already qualified buyers. They're already interested.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lose them there. That's what you're talking about, moment of relevance. Don't lose them right there.
Well, I don't know how many times, Russell, I've tried to do a local online, and I'd find three companies that I could do business with either one of them, but on one of them I couldn't find their phone number. Literally could not find a phone number, and guess what? They became irrelevant at that moment, and they didn't even know I existed.
Absolutely, and you know it's common.
Yeah.
It's a sad state that in our industry we call it bounce rates. Yep. A lot of people will bounce off a page. They'll look at it, say, I can't find a phone number. It's
right.
Too tough. They move on to the next.
Hey, Russell, thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
SalesSpider.com, www.salesspider.com.
Hey, Russell, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I'd love to come back, Jim. I appreciate you having me. I appreciate your audience listening.
We'll see you next time, and we'll see you next Monday. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.